From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence. However, he then stunned everybody by calling for a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis called it trickery. Puigdemont, for his part, says compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Meanwhile, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sanz de Santamaría said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castello said he's bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and actions.
When you gather such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address the Spanish Parliament later today. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun on October 26th. Mr. Odinga said a lack of reform at the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
President Uhuru Kenyatta is now the lone candidate. The August 8 vote won by Mr. Kenyatta was declared null and void by the Kenyan Supreme Court. In Washington, this is VOA News.